White, Adelaide, South Australia, November 8, 1892.
Dear son Willie, we received your letter yesterday and sent one to you. I have nothing now to write. I wish you had written me definitely when the boat was to leave for Cape Town, Africa. I ventured to write, yesterday afternoon, 6 pages of letter paper. I left my bed about 4:30 and commenced writing 4:45. We consumed nearly 1 hour in reading and prayers and breakfast, and at 10:15 I had 10 pages of letter paper written for Brother Robinson. Now, whether it will go on this boat or not is a question. Whenever you write about such things as boats going direct to Africa, please remember and be explicit. I want to send matter to these brethren, although I have not heard from my former letters, but I am determined to keep in communication with them. Emily is copying the letter to Brother Wessels. The letter to Brother Robinson I want to copy. If I have not time, I shall wait and not send it, for I want to preserve that which I have written. My mind was led out unusually to write. I took my bath last night. We had thunder and lightning, the heaviest thunder I have heard in this country. It sounded quite homelike. I'm not bad off. Do not worry about me. I had a good breakfast this morning. Emily went to the post office, and she brought back nice, fresh strawberries, which gave me an excellent breakfast. I was much pleased to read the reports of the students. I am inclined to think if I can be accommodated with a tent or tents, and we can cook our own meals, that it would be a good plan to return now. Looking it all over, you see, the church must pay for horse and phaeton. If they do not, I must. And the house will cost us quite a little sum for 4 or 6 weeks or 2 months. After all, if it was the best thing to do, I would say amen. But I do not know but that I have stayed as long as I care to do, with no prospect of a helper with me for weeks to come. I can do this if it is duty, but I do not feel as though it is, under the circumstances. There is any amount of work to be done, and I want to do all I can if here. I think my place is somewhere where there is someone to back up my labors. I believe that it is as the Lord would have it. Two of us together could accomplish 10 times as much as one of us alone. An effort is to be made by Brother Clausen to see whether these tickets can be exchanged. If not, I shall feel clear to return to Melbourne. And please state what about Ballarat, that we may inform them if we go there. Please write explicitly, without delay. Tomorrow I go to the picnic. Brother Holland seemed so urgent that I should go that I promised to do so. Next day I go to meet a few sisters in Bowden and spend a short time, 1 or 2 hours, with them. I now leave this matter with the Lord. Mr. Fallons? Is anxious to get a notice in the papers at once to re-rent the house if we do not remain. Said he would wait a couple of days till we heard from you. Now do not delay. We are in suspense, and we must either decide to stay or to go at once. I shall have 2 more Sabbaths here, and then shall go from them. And when someone can be with me to carry the load, I will try to visit them again. Until there is someone, I shall feel it to be my duty to refuse to go in any place, far or near. This I decided when in Michigan, and I am sure the decision was right. Mother, I would be pleased to write to the girls, but I am now quite hurried and no special burden of anything to say, so they must excuse me. Please send me large envelopes. I will want them for next mail. Mother,